Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor. Today, we are taking a look at the issue for the week of May 16, 2011, with a cover story and several special articles on Middle East petrochemicals. First off, this issue has an extensive and detailed map of all the upcoming or announced capacity expansions in the Mideast region. Also among the special features is a look at how Mideast turmoil will probably not slow down petrochemical investment. "I would not be shy to invest in Saudi Arabia," said one analyst, noting that the turmoil has been in other countries. In fact, petrochemical production is small or non-existent in the centers of protest, that is, Bahrain, Egypt, Libya, Syria, and Yemen. On a global basis, as far as the petrochemical industry is concerned, the uprisings in these countries should have no effect, the consultant says. The press, he adds, has inappropriately tried to, quote, bring Saudi Arabia into the problems that exist in Bahrain, end quote. The consultant advises Western companies exploring investments to seek stable markets such as Saudi Arabia and Singapore. "Why not invest in China today?" he says. Also in this issue is an interview with the CEO of U.S.-based specialty chemical provider Solutia. The CEO expects higher input costs in 2011, but also raises profit guidance on strong demand. The latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business also has another special feature, the quarterly macroeconomic outlook. While global petrochemical sector profitability is robust, we could well be on the verge of a major turning point. Four main issues now dominate the outlook for the rest of 2011. China and its battle with rising inflation, Japan's disaster and its knock-on effects, the growing move towards austerity in the developed world, oil prices and their impact on demand. Also in the latest issue, the U.S. propylene price surge is expected to continue. Polyethylene terephthalate, or PET, prices are down in Europe and the U.S. Chloralkali price increases will continue in the U.S. as global supply tightens. Naphtha prices remain volatile as crude oil prices swing. All this and so much more is waiting for you inside the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business. Pick up your copy today. Thanks for listening, and good night.